good son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Been a while. Lots happening in my world, so give you a little brief lowdown about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly. My folks are moving in with me. They're older, they need more care and more help, and I'm going to help them. So, yeah, I got that going on. I've been working my ass off to get this place in shape. I gotta do a bathroom remodel as well. It's gonna be fun. What else? Oh, yeah, I just got notified from my employer that I need to be fully vaccinated by the early part of December or I lose my job, and I could submit a religious or medical exemption for them to review and whether or not they're going to accept that or not. That's another thing. Now, here's where I have a little bit of a problem with that, because somebody else is making the decision on whether or not I feel I'm exempt. And you know what your buddy Talgio has to say to that? Go fuck yourself. Yep, that's exactly it. And so I'm putting together documentation here that I'll be sending to my employer. And yeah, we'll see what happens. Also, including a PDF sheet direct from Pfizer, basically just reiterating that the emergency use authorization has been upped again. Not that the FDA has given full approval of it, just the emergency authorization. Okay? So, your buddy here, let's see. Dear employer, your inferred or stated requirement that employees accept medical treatment as a condition of employment is unlawful and constitute grounds for major remedy to employees wrongly coerced. Now, I wrote this part here. I find the request form for religious exemption to seek approval to be exempted by you, said employer, on my behalf is an affront to the freedoms that this country was founded on, as well as my personal liberties. Although it is an approach to say that I will not participate in a mass human vaccination experiment, I find it repulsive that collection of information of my faith and that of my religious leader be submitted for scrutiny by said company and eventually the government. This goes against my individual freedoms and the right of self-determination. I do not need approval of you, said company, nor the government for my religious views on my personal decision to either take or refuse any vaccination or medical treatment. International law, Geneva Conventions, and the Nuremberg Codes, to which the USA is a signatory, prohibit coerced and forced medical treatments. In fact, any non-consensual medical treatments, specifically including vaccinations, this is as treatment which may not be coerced. This is especially true of the experimental vaccines and vaccines that have not had full testing processes and have thereby not been proven safe. COVID-19 vaccines are not vaccines. They're experimental and untested, and have not had standard FDA process of approval and are therefore not shown to be safe. Various other constitutional and statutory authorities also support public protection against non-consensual vaccinations, such as statutes covering assault, public endangerment, unauthorized and unlicensed administration of the practice of medicine, and fundamental freedoms and rights guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. You have failed in the requirement to show that A, you are a licensed physician, B, that I have consented to your recommended treatments, and C, your treatments are fully tested and proven safe. Having so failed your requirement that I submit to your requested medical treatments that are unlawful and are cause for major actions against you, your company, and all assigns, if you have issued any order or requirement that employees be vaccinated without their consent, I will allow 1 week from delivery for you to provide a clear and binding statement retracting that position and declaring that vaccines and medical treatments are not a condition of employment with your company. If after that time I have not received that notice from you and or an authorized party, you will be subject to major penalties and remedies, and claims will be submitted. Sincerely, Tao Giao, dated. So, mother effers. I knew this day was coming. It's so funny. I talked to my manager, and he's like, well, I kind of know how you feel and stuff, and I just wanted to see if you had any questions or, well, get ready for a lawsuit. Get ready for that. But the thing about it is, your buddy's already got other options on the table. I've been talking to other people, one guy that I do work for, and he is of like mind. And he said, well, if it does come down to that, you got skills, and we need your skills. Your buddy don't need that much money to live off of. And happy to live off grid if need be. So, yeah, there's another fuckery in the dark winter that's coming our way. You know, why the first week in December? Why not tomorrow? Why not I be vaccinated by tomorrow? Huh? Why not next week? Why not in 2022? Huh? Why not the first of the year? By 2022, you have to be vaccinated. Hmm? So it's all fuckery, and you got to stand up. So I got tons of legal paperwork that I'm going to be throwing at them. And, you know, the thing about it, too, is that in the end, is it even worth it to throw money to get a lawyer and all that? No, I'd actually have to file the lawsuits myself because I'm not going to pay a lawyer to go in and do that. And the reason why is because once you hire a lawyer, again, if you didn't know this, it proves that you're incompetent in front of the court. So you're better off learning and doing it yourself, representing yourself. So we shall see what comes of this. The other thing, too, is that I got buddies that work in other areas that work for companies that are below that mandated threshold. So I already got one saying, well, we need you over here. We got this kind of work. You interested? Fuck yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested in still being employed and in making money. But then again, I also am fine with going out there and making money on the side and doing that stuff. So just gonna have to see how it all fleshes out. It's gonna be fun. Oh, what do I got going on here? Hold on, gentlemen. We got a little something happening. Okay, that's all fine. Your buddy's obviously doing work as he's talking to you. Well, I want to call it working if you're talking to us. It's all right. So, let's see. The goat went in for the exhaust. There was an issue. Should be rectified. Yay, I might get to drive it once or twice before it goes into full storage. I did get my storage garage happy about that. Told you I picked up a 72 Honda CB350. Working on that, not as we speak, but as I go here. Getting it all cleaned up and ready. Gas tank has a little bit of rust in there. I looked it up. I know how to get rid of the rust. I know how to treat it and get it so it's not going to rust anytime soon on the inside. But this is normal for those older tanks. Get that taken care of. Got a buddy at the watering hole that says, yeah, bring your fucking bike over. Or just detach that, detach the carb. I'll help you get that carb all cleaned up on there. I'm like, fucking perfect. I could probably do it myself. But, you know, camaraderie is also a good thing. And, yeah, so needs a little bit of work. But it's great. Got nice compression. It's a good looking bike. What else is new? Oh, yeah, you hear that echo? 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 Yeah, that's my old master bedroom. Because my folks can't navigate the stairs too well. Yeah, I'll get out of here so there's no more echo. I'm giving them the upstairs of the house, and I've basically moved downstairs. We'll share meals, and I'll help out them where I can. But, you know, it's just going to be life as normal. Like I said, I positioned myself, gentlemen. I worked my ass off to get out of debt. I'm still stocking up on some stuff. Ran to the store yesterday, stocked up on a few more items that I know gonna need to make it through the winter. Flour, sugar, just some of these items that are kind of necessities. Went and played over at the meat raffle, and I got yelled at again. Meat whore! You're a fucking meat whore! I spent $25 and I won $90 worth of meat. I got a really huge pot roast, which actually is in the crock pot. It's awesome. Started it yesterday. Won a big pack of smoked chops and 5 more pounds of really good beef. So, oh yeah, that sounds good. I think I might make myself a meatloaf. Haven't had that in a long time. You know, well, how do you make it? Well, you can put, you know, breadcrumbs and shit in there and maybe a little bit of onion and an egg, but the absolute best part that I like is you take some ketchup and some brown sugar and you mix it up. And then towards the end of the cooking of that meatloaf, you put it on the top of it, put it in for about 5 to 10 minutes, it caramelizes that. You pull it out, it's sweet, it's good, yum. Sprinkle it with a little bit of parsley, and you got a wonderful meal. Do it up with some mashed potatoes on the side, maybe some corn as well. Yum. Oh, what else? You know, just fucking life, man. Wow. Again, you know, for those that have been paying attention to what's going on in the world, sounds like you're whining because, you know, you got so good. Yeah, I got it okay. I've worked for everything I got. And if you've seen anything and been paying attention where they were talking about the dark winter, you know, Biden let it slip, the dark winter. Well, interesting thing is, all these things that are happening have all had simulations run before them. Operation Dark Winter is a real military exercise. What was that? You know, the 201, Event 201, you know, put on by the Bill Gates stuff right before the release of COVID, talking about what they do and all this shit. So, if you don't think this is planned, if you don't think that total domination, world communism is not their intent, then you're fooling yourself. Just having that conversation again, your buddy's going to be one of the guys shot in the back of the head and kicked into a ditch or brought to one of these quarantine camps or something like that, and then thrown on the old guillotine chair, and boom, there goes Tao Giao's head a-rolling. I was sitting there looking in the mirror, and I'm like thinking about it going, well, you know your end is there. Why not just make a funny fucking face when that swings down? So you got your tongue hanging out to the side and your eyeballs going all fucking weird. You know you're fucking dead at that point in time anyways. You might as well have a little bit of fun with it. Oh, that's not to say that I probably won't shit and piss myself, because fear always grips. But I tell you, the most often repeated phrase in the Bible is, fear not, have no fear. All this has been planned out. It's in Revelations, what's happening right now. It's the mark of the beast. They're trying to implement it to where you can't go to the grocery store. You can't do this, that, or the other thing. Oh, their plan may succeed, but then again, it might not. We might have a respite for a little bit, but again, evil never sleeps. And I love on that company thing, did you get this email? Well, no, you fucking forwarded it to me. I didn't get it, which is the whole mandate shit. And right on there, it says confidential, confidential, confidential on every page. You know why that is, don't you? Because evil likes to work in darkness. Not out front. Not go, you know, we as a company have decided that it's in the best interest to do this. No, no, no. Just fucking push it through in the middle of the night. Drop it down where you really only got a few weeks to deal with this. And it's fucking... Yeah, it is what it is. Well, it sounds like you're really depressed. Nah. You know, it gives me the opportunity to change what I'm going to do. Oh, I may still stay in the same field, but it also gives me the opportunity to not have to stay in the same field. Now, let's see, what else we got going on here? Oh, so at the watering hole, right? I tell you, gentlemen, you haven't seen afraid women. You know, they know what's coming, too. They know what's coming. It's that whole suck a dick for food thing. Because, there's some of them over there that they're trying to cling on to anybody that they can get to that's going to help carry them through what's coming. Well, as RPM says, when the lights go out, feminism dies. But also, on the other thing, evil and communism rises on that flip side of that coin. So... give them nothing. There you go, lion. Give them nothing. And you know what? If they come for your guns, give it to them lead first. I don't know, gentlemen. Time, like I said, time's running short. I've had a little reprieve. I'm feeling better. You know, not coughing up blood anymore. Really makes you kind of get life in perspective when you hit a few... snags in the road there. Yeah, there you go. Still alive. I'm not dead. I have been fuck all busy with everything that I've had to get accomplished in such a short time. So, hence, you know, not even posting anybody else's videos. not really doing anything except for fucking working, sleeping, going out and having some drinks to de-stress. There. I hope you guys are doing good. Sinister, I hope you're doing good out there. I know you are because I just know it. Anyways, to all the girls I've loved before. Wait, nope, nope. Nope, screw them. They're all whores. The ones that are in the past, anyways. No, gentlemen, I wish you the best. Good luck to you out there. I'll still keep in touch, but I foresee myself being really fucking busy for, you know, another couple of weeks here. House is basically whipped into shape, and within the next week and a half, 2 weeks, my folks will be moving in. And then if you're like, hey, what's that noise you're hearing? That's me fucking driving around in my car so I can record this. So I don't have to hear, Tagel, are you talking to somebody down there? And then mom goes to my dad, but I think he's fucking cracked. He's talking to himself. So I'll have to find a little privacy. And if I'm going to record some more audio for you guys, is what it is. You guys take care. Again, there is an art to going your own way.